This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, helping to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks, too, working on the oil rigs, and the bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our famous question asker right here on the telephone that wants to be a famous question asker again. Good morning, Bagamon Bob. What's your famous question?
Well, good morning, Captain Denise. What is the chance of an extreme civil disobedience after the elections, as it looks like it's kind of headed that way, maybe? And will this turn into a race war? And like I saw up in New York, they were harassing people in a restaurant, and like in other places too, it seems to be like kind of in that direction.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right, let me start with this one. If you think there's an ample supply of guns and ammunition out there for people to want to buy them, you're wrong. I watched a bunch of guns get sold like I've never seen them get sold over a first two-hour period Saturday morning in Port Charlotte, and all the ammunition of pertinent value was gone within 2 hours.
Let me say this. We're already beginning to see some people not only push back, but fight back.
Yep.
And I would say that you can believe that the mindset for business owners, just individuals, are thinking very, very differently right now. They're thinking about self-protection in a big way. Now, what concerns me is some of the public spaces, and what I mean by that are schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had a few incidences, you have to look very carefully, but we've had a few incidences where there have been some physical confrontations at churches.
Yep.
And I would say now we have them at hospitals.
Yep.
So I would say we obviously have them at government buildings. The next one is schools, and so I think that there's things that I think people need to be paying some wider attention to, and kind of gaming some things out. How could this look, and where would it go sideways? So. Yeah, I would be watching, be prepared for anything, because I think it's highly possible, especially, the, 2 weeks going into the election, based on the results, as Trump gets reelected, it'll go up several notches.
Well, you're right. And there's already training going on. I will just put it this way. I won't tell all that I know. There's already training going on with special units across the country for what may or may not be coming after the election is officially held. That I do know, and I'll just let it stay there, and you can figure out where the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Now, speaking of schools and education, Candace Owens yesterday on Mark Levin's television show on Fox warned that conservatives have now lost the education battle to the left, and that's guaranteeing them the future of our children's minds.
Correct.
Isn't that something? I'm not surprised, though.
Well, I mean, we lost at the very moment, beginning, I would say, with Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it began to happen. And then, you know, the larger power brokers, came in and started changing up textbooks. They started teaching, different kinds of math and, so forth and so on. And now they're teaching Project 1619 in the public school systems, which should be abhorrent to any parent and any real estate owner, because all you real estate owners don't have a child in the system anymore, you still pay property taxes, which are really school taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a skin in the game. And now we also are finding out that because of the distance learning and how parents are very involved, they're paying more attention to what is being taught in the classroom, but certainly remotely. And now the teachers and some of the education systems don't want parents involved in observing what their child is doing online in the classrooms. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, Juan Williams said last week on The Five that parents have no business observing or monitoring their child while they're doing a distance learning. Well, that's an outrage.
Sure is.
Yeah, we've lost it. I mean, there's no question about it, and it all started with Howard Zinn.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kathy's going to take us to break, so Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. Now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, to find out more about them, you can go over to the website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all of the items that they have there. They are a wellness company. They have a lot of vitamins and different things. But what I'm taking are the fruits and veggie capsules, which are really working for me. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order, whatever it is you order. Put it all together, save 35%. Go to the website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code Result, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Either way, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code Result, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And you'll find out what I found out. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com is back with us. Good morning again.
Morning.
A major U.S. city might lower their voting age to 16. Could others follow suit?
Yes.
But they'd only do it with the local elections, correct?
Well, there lies what the problem may be, because It's a tactic. Understand, it's a tactic. Not just about lowering the age like they did for illegals are allowed to vote in local elections because they may have to vote on a school board and they have kids in the school system, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what it does, it puts them into the voter rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? Well, we want mail-in ballots,
mm-hmm,
So you go to the voter rolls and you mail ballots out to everybody that's in the voter rolls.
Yep.
Oh, we have some illegals in here. Oh, we have some 16-year-olds in here. And we've just added a couple of million people into. You see what I'm saying?
Yep, yep. Hello, Democrats. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, well, nothing surprises me. They're pulling out all the stops to try to figure out a way to guarantee the fact that they'll be in power forever. Not that it's going to. By the way, I heard something interesting over the weekend from the ex-White House stenographer. He says that Joe Biden has lost a step because his mental acuity seems to have diminished the last 4 years. Well, I haven't been paying that much attention to Joe Biden until about, I don't know, 6 months ago. But, yeah, he does look like there's something wrong with him. And the other night, he was on a late-night program showing a portrait of himself and his son, Beau. And he held it up to the camera. There was a reflection. And you could actually see the teleprompter from which he was reading the statement he was making.
Correct, which is the reason that everybody is questioning the Biden campaign if he is using teleprompters when he answers questions to the press. And that's because at one point he was doing an interactive interview and a person asked him a question and he kind of sat there for a minute and and then he finally said, okay, come on, roll it up or speed it up. Waiting for the answer.
Yeah.
So Brett Baer on either Thursday or Friday asked his campaign spokesperson if he was using a teleprompter, and Brett must have asked him five or six times.
Yep.
Merely a yes or no, and he refused to answer. Well, the non-answer is the answer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. Now, also, the tightening of the race in a number of the most contested states has led to a renewed effort for President Donald Trump to expand his electoral map. Now, I'll expand on that by saying he's suddenly in play in Minnesota, suddenly in play in Nevada, could be in play in Arizona, where he wasn't before, and looks like as if Colorado is moving along very nicely. And the national poll that came out yesterday from Rasmussen, which is a significant poll, had Biden up by 2 points. He's gone from 8 to 4 to 2 in the last 6 weeks.
Okay. I know you like polls.
Yep.
And I'm aware
I see the trend. Mm-hmm.
And I'm aware of them, but I don't spend a lot of time on them because the next day it changes again.
Yep.
Polls are really for the next chess move for the campaign.
Yep.
Or the counter campaign.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's drift on over to Saratoga Springs, and I think we've got Mel on the line. Is this Mel?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
I'd like to ask, yes, good morning. I'd like to ask Denise in regards to the parameters or the restrictions of prosecuting someone who has mental disorder or mentally unfit to be prosecuted. Because I kind of think this is what Joe Biden is trying to portray, to keep himself from being put under the gun from Bill Barr's office for all the things that he's done in the Ukraine. And what his brother, his sister, and all how they've all gotten rich off of Quid Pro Joe's behavior with our tax dollars and all these other things that go on around the world that he had his hands in. So I'm kind of curious. What are the parameters? Is that the parameters of prosecution for somebody who might be a little bit off?
All right, we'll find out. All right, thanks, Mel. Take care. What do you think?
Well, when it comes to somebody's mental fitness in a civil or criminal case, they do bring in experts and have them question and review them. And, you know, they go through these, you know, machinations, and then they determine whether they are of sound mind to continue with the case. As far as Biden goes with the interactions with Ukraine and China, this all happened before, I would say, that he has had some kind of decline.
Mm-hmm.
So the big issue here is you don't really need Biden to stand for any kind of testimony, because you can use government records all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that was going on went on at the time that Biden was vice president.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a paper trail. The big question is, has the investigation on all things with John Kerry's son and, the others that were involved, certainly with Hunter, where is that investigation? And
yeah.
Do they have access to all of the travel files, mm-hmm. to the CFIUS database,
mm-hmm.
to bank accounts? And I know they do. It's whether they've gone that far or not.
Yeah, I agree, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens there, because we do know that Attorney General Barr has kind of led us to believe that there may be something coming, and of course, Lindsey Graham did everything but telegraph it, right? So we'll just wait and see.
Well, we do a lot of waiting, don't we?
Yeah, well, of course, that's what we do, is hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. All right, well, let me look at the time here. Okay, before we run totally out of time here, an interesting report. I know you watched some football yesterday, right?
I did.
Your team won yesterday, right?
No.
I thought the Falcons won.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, my team lost too. But an interesting report. First week of football. No positive test for the NFL players or coaches. Holy cow, Eureka.
Yeah, I was pretty upset. At the beginnings of these football games. I didn't, watch the beginnings of any of them. I just didn't want to be angry. Anyway, yeah, no tests, nobody in the stands.
Except for Thursday night, you had guys in the stands there, right? And you did have people in Miami. Didn't we have people in Miami?
I didn't watch any of that. So.
Okay.
I mean, I was really only keeping up with scores and not so much watching the games.
Well, to be continued this week. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow, so you have yourself a great day.
Yes,
all right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and read all the great articles that she has to report on. And she told me she's going to put a bunch of articles out there today. So catch them online, founderscode.com. And I will see you back here in just a moment with our military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters in the West are gaining some ground against huge wildfires as the winds have died down. The air quality here in southern Oregon is horrific. It's suffocating just to be outside. And fog has mixed with the smoke. Visibility is down to 100 yards in some places. Many of my friends have set up donation centers to help thousands of people who lost their homes in the Alameda Fire. Oregon Governor Kate Brown on CBS's Face the Nation.
This week alone, we burned over 1 million acres of beautiful Oregon. We've got fires on the coast. We've got fires in communities right up abutting our metropolitan areas, and southern Oregon has been devastated.
At least 33 people have perished in the fires along the West Coast. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to NAA.edu or giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, for you folks up there in New York and New England and the Middle Atlantic states, if that's where you'd prefer to go. You can go right there. You can take a tour of the facility, see what they have to offer. Or they've got the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa Bay there in Clearwater. Again, all you have to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. I'll repeat the number, 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. And that, schedule the tour of their facility. You'll be glad you did. It'll really give you a great perspective as to what they do. Well, Friday, as you know, was September 11th. September 11th means so much to so many, including many in the military. And Americans commemorated September 11th, Friday. September 12th, they were still commemorating some of what took place on September 11th. But I challenge everybody that's out there to remember the way they felt on September 12th, 2001, about 12:01 p.m., noontime. Now, it was at that time, or thereabouts, that Walmart sold completely out of flags. You couldn't find a flag in a Walmart anywhere in the United States because they were bought and put in windows, put on cars, put on trucks, put on bicycles, put on motorcycles, put in businesses, whatever. Flags were everywhere. And what do we got today? People trying to burn the flag. How soon they forget, huh? And you know, a lot of veterans share September 11th with their, especially the younger veterans, with their going to sign up for their country to defend their country that was just attacked and some 3,000 people were killed as a process. Now, the death toll is higher than that now, folks. And the reason I say that is because of the carcinogens and all the different stuff that people breathed in, got into their system, which created the cancers and the lung diseases and all the other stuff that's come along. And we now know the death toll is approximately 1,600 higher than the 2,977 originally. But they're not being counted as part of the death toll, because they either weren't on the rolls for being there officially, or these were people that were there in the area, but only stuck around for a day or two or three or four, even though they were immersed in ash and everything else and had to literally get themselves cleaned up, et cetera, and all that. So they didn't just leave the area right away. And the longer you had that stuff in your system, the worse off you were. Now, service members, you might want to check your email for an invitation to participate in a survey that will help researchers track health risks of deployment, military occupations, and general military service for decades to come. And, you know, former Vice President Joe Biden has now come out and said that he supports drawing down troops in the Middle East, but if elected president, he would keep a small force there to prevent extremists from posing a threat to the United States and its allies. Well, that's exactly what we're hearing is going to happen. So we'll see. We'll see where we're going with all this. By the way, you might have heard, Air Force B-52 bombers and Marine Corps F-35s joined dozens of other aircraft for a high-end flight exercise over the North Sea, making the latest show of force by Allied aircraft in Europe. Now, U.S. air crews and the U.S. military had to send over air crews off the peninsula for live-fire training due to local disputes with South Koreans over noise and other complaints, according to General Robert Abrams. And the long-awaited peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government negotiating team are to begin. They started actually on Saturday in the Gulf Arab state of Qatar. The Taliban and Qatar's foreign ministry made the joint announcement. In addition, the Trump administration's effort to relocate the U.S. military headquarters and overseas operations in Africa could cost about $1 billion and create new diplomatic and logistical challenges, according to current and former defense officials. We'll wait and see what happens there. Now, the Afghan government and the Taliban are meeting right now, and they're talking about some different things. As far as where we're going to go, we don't know. We'll see what happens. Differences are major, to say the least. Okay, to the telephone line. Good morning. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Thanks for taking my call, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, great show this morning. Real quick, you were talking about the September 11th and how people felt and stuff. September 11th, I think just like everybody, a lot of us on active duty were like whiskey tango over. And then we suddenly realized that how can we get into the fight for those of us that were filling admin billets coming from an operational command. But if you're talking about September 12th, how people felt September 12th, again, those of us who could not get back in the fight, we're still trying to find a way to claw our way back in to do whatever we could. And I think that as far as the general consensus, that yes, we were a unified, once again, although it was brief for just a couple months, we were a unified force to be reckoned with as far as the people of the United States and the nationality of being an American. And I think slowly, probably shortly after the Patriot Act was signed into law, the Democrats started their shenanigans, and how that ties into what you're talking about, the national security issue. It's been 19 years since we entered this fight that we're still dealing with, in my humble opinion. I think it's gone on too long. But with that said, there are people that have done nearly an entire 20-year career fighting this fight. And what has happened since then, I believe it is a national security issue, is that the American education system has been taken over by radical leftists and feminists teaching our young men and women, or children, if you will, how to hate themselves, how to hate forefathers and mothers have given and created in this nation, whether it's building the Grand Coulee Dam, launching rockets, rocketry development. Yes, we've had some hard times and nursery rhymes going on throughout our 44 years of existence. I get that. I understand that. But as long as people are putting into impressionable clay minds that can be molded into anything, as long as they're putting this poison in that basically, and I'll use some pedestrian terms, that we suck, then I think until that is corrected or rectified, I think the contingency plan that many parents need to do, and citizens who pay taxes to this American education system, is to put the boot in and to quit playing around and say enough is enough, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Okay.
Because if anybody hasn't noticed, our collective education level is...
All right, we got to go because here comes the music. Yeah, but two words there, charter schools.
Simplify, sir.
All right, thank you. Charter schools or educate them at home. Take your pick, one or the other. Charter schools or educate them at home. It's the only way we can do it. And by the way, we'll get into that here with our 5 o'clock group coming in. Alrighty, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Chris Markowski coming right up.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And I'll tell you what, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our pals over at the Relief Factor Company. Now, Relief Factor is a company that I've been taking their product for going on, gosh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years right now. And the thing about Relief Factor that you need to know is pretty simple. I believe it's a big deal because, you know, 1995, to give you something, if you're struggling in pain, like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, and you can't get rid of it, 1995 is about $1 a day to try it out and start it and see what happens. It's all natural. There's nothing in there that's got any type of drugs or whatever. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that will support the regularization of key enzymes and proteins to make you feel better, too. It reduces inflammation. Certainly works for me. So if you're in pain from exercise or just getting older, try the 3-week quick start plan for $19.95. Let's see if they can get you out of pain too, like they've done me. Go to relieffactor.com/captain, the website again, relieffactor.com/captain, or give them a call at 800-583-84 and tell them the captain sent you to save big and get your movement back pain-free. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Speaking of pain, how's the lacrosse game going?
Oh,
Oh, well, they canceled all fall sports at all the schools here in our section in Suffolk County, which is very, very frustrating. But, we're still practicing and doing our club lacrosse, and it's always great to be able to go out and hit somebody with a stick legally.
Yeah, for lack of better words, is that called intramurals when you do that?
No, it's club. This is outside of the school. It's kind of like AAU basketball or high-level Babe Ruth baseball. It's the kids playing pretty much all year round now.
Okay, well, I know how much you like storms, and we've got us another tropical storm, soon to be hurricane in the Gulf, called Sally. It just kind of skirted southwestern Florida over the weekend. Now it's going to give the Pensacola area a little bit of work over towards Navarre with some rain and winds and surf and all that. But it's basically going to develop into a hurricane, Cat 1 hurricane. Could possibly be a little higher. Depends on the what happens in the Gulf over the next 12 to 16 hours. But it's moving right straight towards New Orleans. Anywhere from New Orleans over to about... Oh, I don't know, Mobile, Alabama, they're in the bullseye.
Yeah, there definitely would be some good weather for ducks, that's for sure. You guys are going to get wet. My parents down there in way down there, Englewood area where they live, they got pounded yesterday, were telling me it was real windy and rain was coming down.
It was.
Boy, so, it looks like, those high water events, especially in New Orleans, that was dangerous. People forget it wasn't the wind that brought on Hurricane Katrina. It was the water,
right,
that did that, and that's where it can get dangerous.
Yep, people drowned in their homes. I remember it very well. Now, pardon me. Let's talk about what the president did yesterday with an executive order. I don't know if this is really going to lower the price of drugs or not, but he signed a favored nation order to drop the drug prices. How do you think that's going to work?
It's difficult. Favored nation, it's basically having to deal with some tariffs and getting various different things into the country to help get the price of drugs down. The real key is, and we've done some work on trade,
uh-huh,
is the fact that the United States of America is the country that pays for all research and development. Many countries around the globe, they have their government-run health care, and they cut deals with insurance companies, or excuse me, with drug companies, saying, hey, this is all we're going to spend for this drug.
Right.
And drug companies send it there. And then we end up paying the highest cost in the entire world because of the way our open market works. I'm a big believer that, drugs should be sold the same way throughout the entire world, and certain countries shouldn't get certain prices. Some of these negotiated prices, just not fair.
Now, if I told you Michael Bloomberg was about to spend $100 million in television ads to prop up the Biden campaign in Florida, would you think that's because Biden was winning or losing or not close at all?
I found that fascinating. I was asking myself that same question, or it's also saying, what Michael Bloomberg is going to be doing within a Biden administration if he's going to spend that type of money. Bloomberg already spent a ton of money on his campaign that really was just an absolute joke. So who knows what Michael Bloomberg is buying with that $100 million and helping him win, and what position he might get if Biden wins and within his administration.
Well, he said he'd put $1 billion up for the campaign in the fall, $1 billion.
I don't see him putting that much in for Joe Biden, but I'm sure $100 million will get you a pretty good position, don't you think?
Yeah, because Trump has already committed to $75 million here in Florida. So I guess Biden's just trying to outspend him by a cool $25 million. But we've also heard the president's liable to put his own money into the campaign here soon.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that's going to work out. Everybody's kind of intrigued by the financing. I don't know how well these ads are working. I really don't, because, again, I don't watch much TV anymore, so I don't see them. I know a lot of ads, they play on YouTube and various different other places. To me, I think it's the people that are involved, the appearances is what you need to do. I don't know if people really buy into campaign ads anymore.
Well, there's millions of dollars going out on YouTube and on Facebook. You're right. However, the polls, which I do take a look at, over the weekend have once again changed advantage Trump. Now, by that I mean the Rasmussen poll that had Biden up by 8 and then by 4. He's now up by 2, and in the last 6 weeks, he's lost 6 points.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the more you're on campaign ads, it's not even a campaign ad, and I know it's kind of Grim Reaper type of stuff, but you take a look at what's happening in cities around the country, what took place in Los Angeles this past weekend, and you have to ask yourself, I mean, when is this going to end? And who's running these areas? And how can this happen? And who are these people that are doing this? And again, you watch these things go on, and you're shaking your head. And I think many people around the country, many people that normally would be, a blue type of a voter within these urban areas traditionally, I think are going to say enough's enough.
Well, I'll tell you a little story about what happened over in L.A. When they got out in the street and started to protest where the cops were taken for emergency surgery, saying, I hope they effing die, that alienated another group of people. It's called the people that support the police all across the country. I can't wait, and neither can the people that I know that are police supporters, to vote every one of these Democrats that's holding public office anywhere out of office across the country. And believe me when I tell you, Chris, there's a blue wave coming, including up there in New York City, the likes of which they've never seen before, and it's not the Democrats.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I can't see it. You know, and right now, what are the Democrats pushing for after this is gun control.
Yeah.
Come on. Give me a break.
Assault rifles, of all things, when the guy used a pistol to do this, guy or girl. It might have been a girl. It looked like it could have been a girl that did this.
It's fine. You put down gun laws. What's that going to do? It's going to prevent good people from having guns.
Right.
That's what it's going to do. If somebody's going to break the law, they're going to have no trouble getting a gun. It's pathetic. It really is. I think that's some sort of cure-all. It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. By the way, do you think Joe Biden has got real health problems?
You hear him speak from time to time. It makes us, kind of shake your head to some degree. I really don't like speculating on people's health. People can kind of decide for themselves and just watch him.
Well, could he be playing a game?
What do you mean by that?
Well, we used to have something, I think they referred to it, as a mafia rule, when you acted like as if you might be, mentally deranged when really you weren't, to avoid prosecution.
Oh, like, well, what was it? It was, Vincent the Chin, Gigante here, there.
Yeah.
We used to walk around, the village with a bathrobe on.
Yep.
Yeah, but why would he do that?
To avoid prosecution that he knew was coming. Just saying. Not that it is, just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, but to be concluded, how's that?
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, and find out all the different things that he's into, because he's certainly into a bunch of stuff, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.